So why is the Bhagavatam broken into chapters according to different places? The 10th canto basically narrates Krishna's pastimes. And more or less his whole life is being described over there. The Bhagavatam from the 3rd canto onwards is like the history of one day of Brahma. So from 3rd canto to the 7th canto is the description of the events in the one day of Brahma, within that in Swayambhuva Manu's. So during Swayambhuva Manu's reign, whatever were the events that happened, especially in terms of which all avataras descended, that is described in the 3rd to 7th canto. In the 8th canto, from Swayambhuva Manu to Vaivasvata Manu, there is a fast forward. And then Vaivasvata Manu, what all events happened in his Manvantar, that is from the 8th canto to 12th canto. So among these, because Parikshit Maharaj, Shukadeva Goswami is serving Parikshit Maharaj, and he wants Parikshit Maharaj to be absorbed in the Supreme Lord, and the Supreme Lord's manifestation with whom he is most related, Parikshit Maharaj is most related, is Krishna, because Krishna was the beloved Lord of his grandparents. And that's why now the Bhagavatam describes Krishna's pastimes in detail, and more or less it's chronological. So that's why the first 40 chapters are about Mathura, about Vrindavan, next 10 about Mathura, and afterwards there are about the other places. Now some of them are not chronological, and Jiva Goswami in his Tasham Timpani describes where the chronology is transcended by the spontaneous recollection that Shukadeva Goswami is having. But the idea is, because the overall Bhagavatam is a chronological description, and that's why the Bhagavatam more or less chronologically describes Krishna's pastimes. And he was first in Mathura, first in Vrindavan, then in Mathura, and then in Dwarka. That is also chronologically described. And there is no formal division as such. It's not that there is any delimitation at the end of 40 chapter, that it's not evam Mathura Vrindavan lila sampurnam. It's not like that. It's a analysis which we can make to understand the structure of the Bhagavatam. Is that clear? Any other questions?